from the Persian Gulf to the European theater. The war in Ukraine continues to grind forward, with several significant developments this week that collectively paint a picture of a conflict where the diplomatic landscape is shifting faster than the front lines.
Let me start with Zelensky's remarkable statement that Putin is physically afraid of his own army. That's a claim that deserves scrutiny rather than just being passed along as a headline. Zelensky has a clear interest in projecting Russian weakness, so you take the framing with some skepticism. But there's a real analytical argument underneath it. The attempted Wagner mutiny in 2023 demonstrated real vulnerability within Russia's military command structure. The fact that certain generals and commanders have seen their careers end abruptly or mysteriously does suggest an atmosphere of internal tension. Whether physically afraid is the right characterization, or whether it's political messaging designed to fracture Russian military morale, probably both things are true to some degree.
The drone strike on the Mondelez factory in Ukraine is notable for a different reason. This is the second time this year that a major Western food manufacturing facility has been hit. Mondelez makes brands like Oreo and Cadbury, and they've maintained production in Ukraine as a gesture of economic solidarity with the country. Russia targeting that facility twice is a deliberate economic warfare strategy, making it costly for Western companies to stay, undermining Ukraine's ability to sustain civilian economic activity and forcing supply chain decisions that gradually hollow out the country's productive base.
The Lavrov statement about Rubio is fascinating from a diplomatic signaling standpoint. Russia's foreign minister said he was surprised by Secretary of State Rubio's apparent rejection of the U.S. mediator role in Ukraine. Surprised is diplomatic language for, "We were counting on that." Russia has consistently preferred a U.S. that plays a more hands-off role in Ukraine. It reduces the diplomatic pressure and military support pipeline. If Rubio is pulling back from active mediation, Moscow will interpret that as a positive development, even if the stated reasoning is different.
And yet at the same time, Zelensky is saying the U.S. has signaled support for Ukraine missile production licenses. Those two signals seem contradictory. You have Rubio stepping back from the mediator role on one hand, which could be read as reduced U.S. engagement, and yet weapons production licensing moving forward, which suggests the security relationship continues. It's possible these are different factions within the administration pulling in different directions, Rubio's State Department following one set of priorities while the Pentagon and NSC pursue another.
The Kremlin's statement that it's open to European talks but won't accept ultimatums is standard Russian diplomatic positioning. They've used that formula consistently, expressing openness to dialogue while preemptively rejecting the conditions that would make meaningful dialogue possible. For European leaders, it's a frustrating loop. Russia says it wants to talk, but defines talking in a way that excludes any discussion of territorial withdrawal or accountability. That's not a negotiating position, it's a stalling posture.
And the broader context for all of this is a U.S. administration that is simultaneously managing a freshly signed Iran deal, growing Trump Senate Republican friction, and a president who just told Axios that he sees no limits to his own power. European NATO allies are watching all of this and recalibrating their own defense investments and diplomatic positioning in real time.